This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A Lake County judge is ordering the owner of Republican-favoring websites to remove sensitive information about Illinois voters from its platforms. My colleague Dave McKinney reports the company, Local Government Information Services, or LGIS, was sued by Democratic Attorney General Kwame Raoul for allegedly violating state election law. Raoul says the company illegally used voter lists, accessible only to political committees, to publicize home street addresses and birth dates of hundreds of thousands of voters. Raoul's office says LGIS's move poses a grave threat to judges, police officers, and victims of domestic violence whose information was made public. Under the order, street numbers and specific birth dates will be removed from LGIS's websites while Raoul's lawsuit continues. Ridership on the Chicago Transit Authority has yet to return to pre-pandemic levels. Transit advocates say it's because service levels are not where they once were. Audrey Wenick is a senior director at the Metropolitan Planning Council and leads the group's transportation policy efforts.
I'm hopeful that if we continue to improve our service delivery and the reliability and the frequency, ridership will come back.
Analysis by WBEZ finds the CTA has fewer bus and train operators, and CTA service levels have actually declined since 2021, whereas other transit agencies in large cities increased their service during that period. Illinois lawmakers heard testimony and song from people who support expanding a theater tax credit. We have the story from my colleague Alex Degman.
The measure doubles the amount of money for the live theater production tax credit from $2 million a year to $4 million. Credits are available for things like set construction and employee wages. Lou Raisin, CEO of Broadway in Chicago, says producers not only get tax credits here, but also feedback from sophisticated audiences.
It's that piece of response that the producers of those shows get that allows them to modify that show before they open on Broadway.
It's all up to you.
The measure is unlikely to see movement before the end of session, but Raisin says the tax credit has helped turn Chicago into a theater city on par with New York and London. Alex Degman, WBEZ News.
And it's possible the Northern Lights will be visible tonight around the Chicago region. Michelle Nichols with the Adler Planetarium says it's because of something called coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, coming from the sun. While solar storms are difficult to predict, Nichols has some tips if you want to try to see the Northern Lights, the aurora, in action.
Best place to go? Anywhere away from city lights. Best time to look? Ideally, based on the forecast now, after midnight tonight, but it is not a given that we're going to see the Northern Lights, and it's not a given that they're going to be visible all night long.
Now, if the Northern Lights are not visible here, Nichols has another recommendation. The University of Alaska Fairbanks runs a sky camera, and it will be streamable online starting at about 2 in the morning Chicago time. Sunny skies for our weather with an occasional pop-up shower and a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low in the low 50s. And for the weekend, sunny skies, upper 60s on Saturdays, and we might push up toward 80 on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.